Cromwell Media's Volunteer Owensboro segment that we do each and every Thursday. Thanks to Foreman Watson Holtry, I have the absolute pleasure of having the executive director of not one, but two nonprofits here in Owensboro, the Daniel Patino Shelter and St. Benedict's. Harry Pettigo, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mel. Thank you for having us this morning.
We are so grateful to have you here at Cromwell Media Studios and so grateful to spread the message of what Daniel Patino Shelter does for the residents of Owensboro and Davis County. Now, you guys, you feed a lot of folks.
We do. We feed a lot of people, about 77,000 meals a year.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's a lot.
And that is a lot. That's a lot for, you know, just a few people to handle. So volunteers are very important.
Absolutely. They help in every aspect. So now with the thrift store, we've got volunteers in there, the soup kitchen for sure. Every day we're serving lunch. And not to our clients, but to the community. So it's very important that we have volunteers.
Now, if someone listening or watching wanted to volunteer to help serve meals at the Patino Shelter, how easy is that for them to do?
Well, it's easy. I mean, they can go on a website and inquire that way, and then we'll reach back out. They can call us at 688-9000, or the best way is just stop by. Mm-hmm. Let us give you a tour. Experience it for yourself, right, and then see what opportunities best fit you and your schedule.
I love that. Now, Daniel Patino Shelter is celebrating 30 years this year in Owensboro.
Yeah, 30 years in Owensboro this year.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing. And you guys are having an event at the River Park Center. It's kind of a mesh event with the Stand Up for Families.
It is. So this is our second annual Stand Up for Families. It's a clean comedy show. The comedian we have is Willie Brown. He's coming in from North Carolina. He's also the chaplain at a women's prison. So very funny, tranquilous, ventriloquist. And it's our 30th year, so why not go ahead and celebrate at the same time and welcome some of our community partners into this event.
I absolutely encourage you, if you don't follow the Daniel Patino Shelter on Facebook already, please do that, because there's a link to get tickets to the Stand Up for Families 30th anniversary event and so much information about the Daniel Patino Shelter.
Absolutely. Yeah, go to our website, visit it, read some of the stories. You know, I would encourage you to do that, because homelessness is not a problem, right? It's an experience. And I want to remind people that it's no different than if we sprung our ankle, right?
Right.
Some of us, it may be an experience for a week or two before it wears off, right? Some of us may require more help and it may take longer, but it's just an experience and any of us can experience it.
You're exactly right. And something else that the Daniel Patino Shelter is doing for residents of Owensboro and Davis County, you guys are partnering with the Audubon Area Community Care Clinic for a health clinic.
Absolutely, Mel. The idea for that is our population is having more and more physical and mental health issues. Yeah. It used to be substance abuse was the main issue or driver behind homelessness. It's not the case anymore. The population's getting older. Their illnesses are a wide variety of. And mm-hmm. So it's best to have somebody on staff or in the facility that can treat medical and mental health conditions.
Fantastic. And when is the projected opening for this clinic?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think they're about ready to start breaking ground soon on the renovation. So hopefully in the next couple months, I would say.
I love that. Follow the Daniel Patino Shelter on Facebook. If you do not do so already, give them a like. St. Benedict Shelter, too, while you're at it. But if you are finding yourself in need, stop by the Daniel Patino Shelter. Can you give us the address, please?
Absolutely. It's 501 Walnut Street. It's on the corner of 5th and Walnut.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, you just brought up 5th and Walnut, and that struck something with me. You have a thrift store.
We do have a thrift store in the front. It was something that we kind of partnered with the Evansville Rescue Mission. They said, just get it up and going, and we did. And we have regulars that come in. It's very nice. I'd suggest anybody come.
I love that. 5th and Walnut, I think, is the name of the thrift store.
It
right?
is.
Follow them on Facebook, too. I love this. Harry Pettigo, you are a blessing to Owensboro and Davis County residents. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Mel, for having us. It's always an honor.